In the gospel reading today, Peter asks the great question that perhaps all of us may have asked at some point or another: what then will we have? Now, there are some people who have the wrong attitude. You see that, for instance, on the bumper sticker that says, "How much can I get away with and still get to heaven?" In other words, how can I get the last possible spot in heaven? How can I get the lowest place in heaven? Not exactly where they want to be. And obviously, it's infinitely better than the alternative, but if you miss the lowest spot, you're in trouble forever. And so we don't want to aim for the lowest spot. But the great question is still, what are we going to have? Because after all, we look at what it is that God asks of us in this world, and it's a lot of self-denial. He talks in the gospel reading about giving up mother and father and brothers and sisters and wife and lands and so on for his name's sake. And it's not that he asks everybody to do all of those things, but in every one of our lives, there are things that we have to sacrifice. You can just think about any particular vocation. In every single vocation, there is something that is sacrificed. No vocation has it all. And so everyone requires sacrifice. Also, you have to remember when Jesus answers these questions or this question, it was St. Peter who was asking it. St. Peter was married. And so when Jesus says, well, give up wife and children and so on, Peter didn't have to do that. So he's not saying to Peter, okay, look, dump your wife, follow me. He didn't say that. He lived at Peter's house with Peter's wife and Peter's mother-in-law. He wasn't opposed to marriage, and he didn't ask anybody who was called to be married to give it up. That's their vocation. That's God's call. So if you're called to the married state, you're giving up the freedom of the single state. You're giving up the quiet and order of the religious state. You're giving up the possibility of priesthood or consecrated life. At the same time, if you're called to the priesthood or consecrated life, you're giving up the great good of a spouse and the enormous good of children. There is always a sacrifice, no matter what God is calling you to. So again, when you hear those words of our Lord, we need to be very careful not to look at it and say, well, I guess if I got married, I better get rid of my spouse and my own parents, my in-laws, my kids, because I have to follow the Lord. No, if your vocation is to be married, you're following the Lord by being married. So we have to put it all into context and ask ourselves, what truly is God asking of me? Because again, sometimes we fall into the problem of simply looking at what's the vocation, and then we dump everything else. In other words, it'd be like if I said, okay, well, I discerned that my call was to be a priest. All that mattered was that I got ordained because I'm supposed to be a priest. Well, what about what happens after that? Well, I'm a priest, that's all that matters. No. God's asking us now to live the life. So if he's called you to be married, obviously there's much that follows from that. And there is a lot of sacrifice that follows from that. Marriage ultimately is about dying to yourself, to live for another. And so it's a total sacrifice. So no matter what vocation it is that God has called us to, we have to look at the whole vocation. Because as I keep telling you over and over and over and over and over again, God is calling you to be a saint. So if he's calling you to the single life, he's going to make you a saint in the single life. If he's called you to married life, he's going to make you a saint in your marriage. If he's called you to the consecrated life, he's going to make you a saint in consecrated life. If he's called you to the priesthood, he's going to make you a saint in the priesthood. If you are willing to cooperate. He's not going to make you a saint if you don't want to be one. So it's not just what's my vocation, but now what is he asking within the context of my vocation? What does he want me to do? Because that's how you're going to become a saint. So if the Lord is asking you to give up mother and father and wife and children and lands and everything else to follow him with the vows of poverty and chastity and obedience, then that's what you need to do. But if he's asking you to be married, then he's not going to ask you to give all those things up. He's going to ask you to give up a whole bunch of other things in order to be married. But no matter what, he is asking you to be holy. He's asking you to follow him, all of us. It's not just the monks and the nuns who are called to follow the Lord. Every single baptized person is called to follow the Lord. So if that's the case, then the great question is, what will we receive? Everything. God is all in all. So St. John of the Cross tells us that as long as we're hanging on to anything, no matter how tiny it is, if we're hanging on to something, we don't have anything. If we let it all go, then we have everything, because we have God. And by letting it all go, again, I don't mean, okay, go home and kick your spouse and kids out on the driveway and tell them that they're done because you've chosen God alone. No, if you've chosen God alone, he's going to say, then love with your whole heart and soul and strength. Quit being selfish. Die to yourself and give yourself entirely to these other people. That's what he's going to ask. And so that's for all of us. But we have to be detached. So if you want to love your spouse and your children more, well, if you want to love your spouse and children the way you're supposed to, put it that way, you must be detached. Now, sometimes, especially when we're talking about objects and we talk about detachment, that means get rid of them. They're in the way. They stand between you and God. When it comes to your spouse and kids, no, you don't get rid of them. But you still must be detached, because an attachment is something that is selfish, and love is selfless. So if you want to love these people the way that God wants you to love them, you must be detached from them. So in that way, within the heart, we've given up everything. And what do we receive in return if we do that? Everything. Literally everything. Everything is yours. That's what St. Paul said. Everything is yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. That's what it's all about. So we tend to think that if we have to let go of all this stuff, somehow we're doing without, and we have less, and we're getting ripped off, or whatever it is. No, that's why you look at the religious who truly live the vow of poverty. They have total freedom because they've got it all. They don't worry about all the stuff. I realize not everybody can do that. Not everyone's called to that. That's not the point. It's to just simply look at it and say detachment is what allows us to love. Detachment is what allows us to possess all, because we don't think we possess anything. Therefore, we possess everything. Because we have God. That's where the focus has to be. Everything has to flow from the love of God. So as I've told you before, if you want to love your spouse more, love God more. If you want to love your children more, love your spouse more. If you want to love your spouse and children more, you must be detached so you can love them for who they truly are and the way God wants you to love them. That's what this is all about. And in return, you get God. And when you have God, you have everything, because everything exists within God. And that's exactly what he desires for you. So St. Peter, thinking that he's doing something heroic and asking the Lord, look, we've given up all this to follow you. What are we going to get in return? You've given up this much to follow the Lord, and you're going to get everything. God will never be outdone in generosity. In fact, he's going to outdo you infinitely. So don't worry about it. Just worry about loving him and doing what it is that he's asking so that you can become the saint that he has called you to be.